HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. Still can't figure it out, but we'll take it. And it's the first morning show in the history of radio that just says, go back to sleep. Sleep, Phoenix, sleep. There's no reason to get out of your cozy bed. It's May 23rd. It's 58 degrees outside.
You could put in a solid 15 hours.
I could have thrown 20 hours at you. I'll top you. I'll go 20 hours, Brady. Oh, my goodness. Open the windows. Conked out. I made the terrible. I had to go to the dentist yesterday. I cracked a veneer, so I had to go get it replaced. And I don't get numb real easy for some reason in the spots that I need to get it to, say, two big Novocaine shots. And
First of all, how'd you crack it?
You know what? I think it's biting fingernails. I'm pretty sure that's what got it.
Punch,
just a small crack.
It?
No, it was tiny, but it was just enough that I couldn't stop fiddling with it with my tongue. And he's like, it's tiny, but, you know, they're not going to get better. So I just cracked it. So he's like, we'll just replace it. I'm like, okay. I guess it's warranted. I don't know how this works. So he gave me the two Novocaines. Well, earlier in the morning, I thought, I took omeprazole, which is just basically the active ingredient in Zantac. It's a small, and I take those every once in a while. But the bottle of omeprazole is almost the exact same size as a bottle. And I grabbed the other bottle and took a pill, and it was a Benadryl. And so I had a Benadryl and Novocaine, and I was flying, man. And I didn't realize why I was high. I'm like, Novocaine made me high. No, it didn't. It was completely the Benadryl knockout pill, and they're shaped exactly the same. They're both pink. I'm like, oh, this is not good. And so I'm just floating around. I'm like, well, should probably go help sort food down there at the food bank. Drove all the way down to the United Food Bank to help out with the thing we were doing with the Metallica deal. And I probably need to apologize to everybody because people are like, hey, man, listen to this show all the time. And I looked at him like, what? And just stared at people.
Novocaine for the soul.
Thanks, Blank Dragon, man. And then I'd go back and I would literally just say out loud what I was thinking. And I know I was doing it because I was like, I'm looking for green beans. I'm looking for green beans because we're sorting the food. And I'm like, John, you're saying these things out loud. It was the weirdest feeling, but I kind of liked it. And then it started to rain at night, so the sleep was strong. The sleep was strong. I'm 10 hours shy of what I need to do. 10 more. And whatever's good. If this is ISIS-related, if this is global warming, I don't care. I'm on their side. If ISIS came out and said we had a weather bomb and we screwed up the patterns of weather, thank you, ISIS, I say. I'm going to be the first one to get on board and say thank you. This is amazing, and I hope it never ends, ever. And I know Restaurant Week, you've got that going on right now.
Yep.
They're all packed. The patios are loaded. Everybody's losing their minds. We went to Southern Rail a couple nights ago. Patio was just slammed because people are just taking full advantage of this deal. It's great.
What does Restaurant Week entail exactly?
They have little special menus at all sorts of restaurants all over the valley, and they add little bits and pieces and specials and they encourage people to go out and test out restaurants they haven't tried.
They'll do like a $33, $44 feeds too. You get a course.
They give you a starter, and you get your choice. It's just a different menu. They add things that aren't normally on the menu.
And everybody participates in this?
No, I don't know. Everybody does. Or do they have to be invited in? Or do you just kind of glom onto it?
You pay to be involved.
And then, okay. Yeah.
You pay?
Did you do it?
Not this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause it's, they've got tons of them. I mean, the list is ridiculous, but yeah, I couldn't believe how many people showed up because the weather was amazing. But yeah, this morning, sleep. It's a perfect morning for more sleep. I'm going to talk like this the rest. In fact, I'm just going to make it very quiet in your home, in your room. Sleep. The rain is making you tired.
Although it looks like the clouds are,
I know they're breaking it. Damn sun's coming back. Going to be the mid-80s, though. Can't figure it's snowing in Flagstaff to the point where they're thinking about opening up the ski again.
Call everyone back.
Yeah, just get everybody back up here. We'll start. We'll
That's
open her
That's the problem.
Everybody's got to have a job in May. They don't plan for this. There's no staff that's like, well, I'll stick around till June and just see if there's still some days. It's not happening, but here we are.
They're saying, please hold out for the Memorial
it's
weekend.
It's a three-day
weekend.
They've got snow for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they can pump up a little more. They've done it, so fascinating. I'm just blown away by the whole thing. But thanks again to all the people that showed up to the food bank yesterday, the United Food Bank. We were down there in Mesa sorting food. What a process that is. 35,000 pounds of food was just the tip of the iceberg. And they just had, you know, give your mailman your canned food about a week or so ago and just do it on a Saturday. And I feel bad for mailmen because I have a slight female man. She's not a big girl. And she had to carry all these bags into the truck, and then they'd have to haul it back to the mail place. So they weren't doing their regular route. When they'd fill the truck up, they'd have to go back and then go back and do the route. So the route probably took 14 hours. But then we get there, and we realize how many people had donated. Just humongous boxes, forever and ever and ever. And we're only sorting 35,000 pounds. The 35,000 pounds we sorted was one of like nine that they're going to have to go through. So they got millions of pounds of food down there, and it's all just a hodgepodge. So you forget, you know, that, you know, your donation is nice, and then somebody, the mail people, take it over to the food bank, and then it goes in this box. It's just, you know, just tuna and canned salmon and green beans and soup and cereal. And then they have to sort that into, like, okay, this is the box of all cereals. This is the box of all green beans.
Because they want to be able to put together a kit.
It's unbelievable. And we got through 35,000 pounds of food in an hour and a half. And then they just rolled out 35,000 more. And I said, that's all right. I've done enough here.
I did my part.
That's my part. I'm hungry. That was the worst feeling of it all. I'm hungry. I got to get out of here.
Sorting food.
Well, no, I had nothing to do with that. Canned food doesn't make me hungry. I just look at canned food like cans. It's like, but
it was
the
drugs.
But I was hungry. It could have been the Benadryl. It could have been the Novocaine. But I was like, it's 7 o'clock and I haven't eaten yet. I got to get out of here and take the money I have and put it on some cash down. Bam! Give me a sandwich! Because I can do that anytime I want. And then it kind of humbles you a little when you're seeing all this food is necessary for the state of Arizona because they gotta get it out to the people that need it. My God. I'd figure if you told me, hey, we got 35,000 pounds of canned food, I'd be like, that should cover most of them, right? Like, that should get everybody who needs food. It's like, nope, not even close. Not even close.
A dent.
Yeah, no. It's weird how many people are eating or needing it. So it was.
And right now is a pretty important time because most of the time that food comes in
Christmas
on the holidays.
Yeah. They have drives and stuff, and we still respond. I can't imagine what sorting at Christmas is like. That sort was it was mind blowing. And I turned to one of the people and I said, "Hey, not for nothing, but you know, when I get the families who need this food to come down here and sort it out, I mean, you know, there's a bunch of them, and just walk out with a bag at the end of the day, and it kills two birds. You know,
that's true.
It kills two birds.
You don't have to disperse it.
There's less driving. You know, let's turn this thing into a two-in-one operation." And the guy just looked at me like I was insane. I'm like, "You know, that's a good idea." And he's like, "I don't think
we could
ask him."
There'd
I'm like,
"Fights?
Why?"
Because people would be doubling down on
stuff. No. You pat them down on the way out like common criminals, Brady. You can't have them just wandering around a food bank. You can't have hungry people in a food bank. They also serve these amazing, like, little tater tot nachos outside. And it was kind of like winning a tournament at a charity. Like, Tripp just won the raffle at a golf charity event. And he won some money. But they always pressure you to give it right back because it's charity. They're splitting the 50-50 with you and saying 50% goes to needy kids with spina bifida, and this is yours. This is your half. And then you just stare at it. And thanks to the folks at spina bifida, and you're like, all right, here's the money. You guys get to keep it. And it's kind of the same thing when you're sitting at a food bank just chowing down on tater tots, bacon, and cheese. It's like, I should probably donate this back. This is wrong of me.
Maybe some of the families were there. You didn't know. I mean, you don't know those people, right? All those people.
Oh, no, they weren't. I talked to a good portion of them. Not one of them said, this is for me. Not one of them. I think somebody would have said something like, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe a few people have.
I don't know if they're shouting that from the rooftops.
You'd think you'd say something like, you know, this helped me out, or this is really going to be a big part of my life. Or everybody was pretty much.
There's usually nice. A few that
who
were
have,
like,
who have benefited
yeah,
from it, maybe.
Yeah. In the past, yeah.
But just judging everybody by looks and stuff,
everybody.
they were well-fed. Let's just say it was a well-fed bunch.
Bunch of fatties came down and
there's some fatties.
Sorted.
There were some fatties. Just a bunch of healthy folk. That's what I think. But, it was great.
Did Jamie Josta actually
Jamie
stay
showed up. He hung out. He showed
it?
Up right as we were finishing the first 35,000. He and Dom and Brett came rolling in, and Josta hung out. And surprisingly, everyone at the food bank, pretty girls, young men, kids, knew Jamie Josta. And I'm like by sight. And
well,
I'm
it's
like,
a Metallica thing.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Jamie. Like, I've seen him 100 times, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's him. And I wasn't. They were like, yep, that's him. It was pretty, it was like amazing to see this Like the people you would have picked and said, they have no idea who Jamie Jost is. They were all over him. So he shows up. Hatebreed had a show last night. He showed up. He helped out as best he could, but he had to be back at the Marquee Theater around 7, so he was there.
Little six-year-old girls are getting autographed. I love Hatebreed.
There was like a 10-year-old kid, and he's like, dude.
Little breeders.
Yeah, and he's singing. And they played Metallica the whole time because Metallica was behind this whole thing. And they played Metallica the whole time, and I'm standing next to this 10-year-old, and I'm going, I'm getting green beans because I was high as a kite. And the kid's looking at me, and he's like, yeah. And then he starts singing like one, and he's singing the songs that are on, and I'm like, you're like 8 or 9 years old. That's awesome. You've been forced to listen to Metallica until you liked it, I think, is what happened. Singing the new stuff. It was
great. I
got to
do that to my kid.
You do. You have to force your likes on him. I still listen to ELO because my dad wouldn't stop. ELO comes on, I'm like, oh. If I hear Evil Woman, it's getting turned up because that's my dad listened to ELO constantly. It works.
That's where our generation gets it, like Boston and Chicago. Yeah,
Boston is another one.
Stuff.
Yep, it works. Oh, I'm the Man came on from Chicago on my shuffle the other day. Like, I haven't heard this in forever. I'm the Man. I'm singing along with Chicago songs I haven't heard in 40 years. I'm like, this is fantastic. And then I wanted more Chicago because it felt good. You got to do that. You got to force your kids to listen to the stuff you like. And when they say, turn the station, you do what my dad did and said, you buy a car and then you can run the radio. Until then, this is on what I like. I pay for it and I'm driving it. You don't get to listen to your crap.
I'm going to blast it more often.
Absolutely.
Now. I've done it in the past, but she complains, it's too loud.
Yeah. Well, get
it
used
up more.
And then, you know, you turn to her. And goes, is it too loud? Then you're too... No! Doesn't make any sense, but she'll start saying it later.
My dad used to say that when I was a kid, before he died of terrible alcoholism.
That's what she'll say about you.
That's how I am when I hear the four freshmen come on.
Yeah, you and the ink spots.
Yeah, my brother was the influence, not my dad. Right.
Well, if your dad was the influence, you would have liked tribal drums more.
That would have been right.
Yeah, tribal drums would have been your favorite song ever. Listen to this. It's percussion, boy. Come. But it was cool. So everybody showed up. And then a guy from my high school was there. God dang it. I'm going to call him Keith Urban now, but I have his card. He's a Keith Urban impersonator, and he's so good at it. Yeah. It's Kenny Chesney. I'm sorry.
There's a market
for
that?
Keith Ormrod. He convinced me last night he was Kenny Chesney, and I've known him since seventh grade. So I like Keith, and I kept calling him Kenny, and I'm like, I'm convinced. There's a huge market for it. He's quit his regular job. He tours the Southwest.
What?
He's got a gig in Vegas this weekend. He and a bunch of other dude, I'm telling you, we did the Pearl Jam thing over at Rock Bar, and within a day, some casino was asking us to play in El Paso. They love that stuff. They can't get enough of it. So he and a guy dressed as Toby Keith and a guy dressed as George Strait.
Does he have Renee Zellweger?
That's what I asked him, too. I said, what do you think of that? I said, you got a picture of Renee up there and just rip it. And he started laughing. He goes, that was weird, wasn't it? And I'm like, it sure was. But yeah, Keith was out there and he was singing and it was great. He was singing Metallica sort of as the way Kenny Chesney might sing it. But I've known him forever and he kind of came a blast from the past. So I'm high as a kite and I got a guy from high school I used to know staring at me saying, now I'm Kenny Chesney. And I'm like, I believe you. I believe you so much I forgot your own real name. Not a good combo. Benadryl. And dental Novocaine. I mean, if DeMarcus Russell found this, he'd have been out of the league even faster. It is a great situation. It's a perfect morning to go stroll around with Eric, too. If you're going to go out this morning, I mean, just being outside is great. And you've got the crew. Look at that.
Got a big crew today.
We got something special happening. We'll tell you exactly where that is in just moments. In the meantime, give us a call right now, 585-9800, and give us a wake-up song so we can just, I don't know, how we start a perfect day like this. Something's going on. Don't you all feel, maybe it's inner guilt, maybe it's something of our sins, Sticky Nicky, I'm looking at you, that we don't deserve this, that something horrible awaits us around the corner, be it weather or a nuclear bomb or something? Like, it's just
that's
too nice.
That's all people are saying. Everywhere I go with the small talk crap, that's what they say to you.
The dentist yesterday, how about this weather? And I'm like, what are your sins? Are you ready to confess? Because everybody seems like they're like, I don't know what's going on, but we owe someone something.
Get it.
Yeah, it's like everybody's
like clockwork. Yeah. As soon as the weather's brought up,
everybody's guilty of sin.
I started whipping myself last night.
Did you? Good.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Every man or woman that's got some strange hotel key in their wallet feels like it's just going to explode out of their pocket. Like everything I'm doing wrong in my life is going to come forward now. It's weird.
No, we this don't is just the way it is now.
This is it.
This is it.
This is the new normal. And
get used to it.
That time you blew your professor, sir, in college is not going to just come out in the headlines. Maybe it is. Maybe everything we've done wrong will be revealed because the weather's so good. But everyone, to a man, when you talk to him, feels like this something we're going to pay for this.
Why is that in our brain? I don't know.
They think, you know, immediately they're going to October. Oh, this is going to be the worst Halloween.
Those are the easy people that think that the weather's going to punish us. The ones who you can tell are really guilty of something think that, like, there's some sort of weird ending to this. They just keep waiting for that mushroom cloud to happen, too. But I'll take it. If this means we get a full into June, we're in the 80s and it's nice, I'll take one or two nukes around. I don't know who's going to get them, but I'll take a couple of those.
Watching Chernobyl too much.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Palo Verde's out there.
But you know what? Maybe did they check before Chernobyl blew up that it was like 63 degrees every day for five months?
Maybe.
It's like Chernobyl. It's perfect outside. They don't understand. We'll pay for this, I tell you, Chernobyl resident.
Boom.
Yep. And then I told you it's the weather. You don't get away with this kind of perfect weather this long without a nuclear explosion. Yeah, it feels like we all are, like, guilty, and our guilt is manifesting in weather. But we'll take it. Whatever happens next happens. It's been a really nice run. Give it to us good and strong. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
KUPD.